This is Every Man's Battle with Stephen Arterburn. Stephen Arterburn is the best-selling author of over 50 books, including the Every Man's Battle series concerning men's moral integrity issues.
Do you relish the first six verses of 1 Peter chapter 3? Do you inwardly cheer when Peter tells wives to accept the authority of their husbands and behave respectfully? The most important verse for you, however, if you're a husband, is number 7. Here the apostle calls on you to treat your wife with honor and understanding. If you don't, Peter says, your prayers will not be heard. Of all of the reasons given by Bible teachers and writers these days for unanswered prayer, this one doesn't get much airtime. But there it is in black and white: mistreating your wife can short out your heavenly connection. Some women may not like Peter calling them weaker. Perhaps the burly fisherman was thinking only about who'd struggle more to pull a dripping net full of fish out of the Sea of Galilee. But in the very same sentence, he declares that in the Christian life, your wife is an equal partner. That was a radical statement for spiritual equality in Peter's day and age. So Peter's message gives both you and your wife food for thought. Your job, however, isn't to show this passage to your wife when you feel she's not recognizing your authority. Both you and your wife may need to adjust your habits according to his word. He wants you both to submit to his direction, whether it's culturally in or not. Consider today how you can be honoring your wife.
This has been Every Man's Battle with author, speaker, and New Life Ministries founder, Stephen Arterburn. If you'd like information about New Life's Every Man's Battle workshops that help men achieve sexual integrity, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. This Every Man's Battle program has been sponsored by New Life Ministries.